Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are up to episode 22. We're stranded in the early 1980s, which is where a lot of these lyrics are coming from. When I was living in College Station and attending high school at A&M Consolidated. But musically, this song is also interesting because it's the last song I mixed and recorded during that burst of creativity in the first half of 2022. I wanted to get to 33 songs because, well, 33 has special significance in musical history. Since the LP spins at 33 revolutions per minute, and I am a child of the 70s, the decade of the LP, aka the album, when AOR, or album-oriented rock, was the dominant format on the radio. So I listened to a lot of AOR and I listened to a lot of Casey Kasem, which explains my love of rock music and my love of schmaltzy pop songs, which you've probably heard a lot of if you've been listening to this podcast for 21 episodes so far. The lyrics in this song, Love is Like a Roller Coaster, were three short verses of poetry from 1980. They were really not written as part of a song at the time. I did get them published in the literary journal, and I did include them in a book of poetry I did when I was in college. But other than that, they really didn't get broad exposure, and I really didn't think of them in a song at the time. But I decided to include it in this set because these lyrics are typical of the love-struck fool I was at the time. You know, I was never a player who dated a lot of women or God, you know, tried to date more than one at a time. But during that time that I wrote this, I really was probably having relationships with more women than I ever had any time in my life. So the love is like a roller coaster really kind of describes the fun part of that, not the downtime of it. The music came together in 2022 when I was watching some old video of Bollywood movies from the 1990s featuring the high-energy dancing of the incomparable Sonny Deol, a man who, according to a friend of mine, taught a whole generation of Indian men to dance badly, but to do it with unbridled gusto. Inspired, I wanted to do another upbeat horn-based dance track similar to the song Butter Boy, which we'll look at in a future episode. So that's the type of music I wrote. The song stands on its own, but I really like the way it pairs with the dancers in the video, which you can see on my Vimeo channel or at the website, thesongsofpeteray.com. I really, really like how during the line, you are crowned, you trembled, your face aglow. You see the very bright face of Karishma Kapoor expressing the inexpressible with just a smile and her flirtatious eyes. This is at the 146 mark. Look for it. I've been a fan of Bollywood movies for many, many years because they are so sumptuous and unapologetically romantic. And this sequence with Sonny and Karishma is one of my favorites. So listen to the music, snap your fingers, and then track down the video and please watch the video. I think you'll really see why I thought this combination worked so well. And you really can't hear the lyrics much in the mix because I really think this particular song is more about the joyful emotion and the danceability than it is about the words. But the words do complement what's going on. Enjoy.
Oh, power and free. Lifting you above the darkness below. First beyond the sorrow and the sadness. You look around, you tremble, your face glow.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from Conversations with My Teenage Self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.